Events marking the 30th anniversary of the Velvet Revolution are set to culminate this Sunday, November 17th. Aside from official state tributes, a wide range of commemorative events, including concerts, processions and debates, will be taking place in cities across the Czech Republic throughout the weekend. Meanwhile, opponents of the government are planning a massive demonstration in Prague on Saturday. Tom McEncroe has more.
Well, Sunday, November 17th, will see most of the action. At least 50,000 people are expected to attend a demonstration on Prague's Letná Plain on Saturday. The event is organised by Million Moments for Democracy, whose last protest in June was attended by hundreds of thousands of people and attracted wide coverage in the foreign press. Aside from demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Andrej Babiš and Justice Minister Maria Benešová, the demonstrators will also call on the opposition to become united, and the organisers promise to present a long-term vision for their movement. The group also plans countrywide demonstrations on Sunday. When it comes to commemorating the Velvet Revolution, specific events will start already on Saturday evening. Prague's Lucerna will host the Sametová třicítka, or the Velvet 30 concert, with the symbol of anti-communist resistance Marta Kubišová among those performing. Meanwhile, in the regions, Hradec Králové will be officially naming one of its squares after Václav Havel, and the city theatre in Zlín's new anniversary-themed political satire, Jedno budem dál, or One Day We'll Move On, premieres at 7 p.m. Saturday will also see the country's head of state, Miloš Zeman, honouring the revolution in Slovakia. Together with his Slovak counterpart Zuzana Čaputová, he is expected to attend a commemorative ceremony by the memorial plaque at the Comenius University in Bratislava, where student anti-regime demonstrations took place on November 16, 1989. Prime Minister Andrej Babiš will be honouring the events by attending the opening of a new exhibition covering Czech and Slovak history, including the Velvet Revolution. He will be attending the event in the National Museum by the Prime Ministers of the other Visegrad 4 states, as well as the President of the Bundestag, Wolfgang Schäuble. Prague's Národní třída, which bore witness to the brutal crackdown by police on students in 1989, will host the second edition of Korzo Národní at 10 a.m. Visitors will see Národní Street transformed into a cultural hub featuring live music, discussion panels and lectures to the public, all part of the day-long Festival of Freedom. Organisers of the festival have also prepared a concert for the future, which will kick off on Wenceslas Square during the afternoon. Apart from featuring some of the country's most popular musicians, the stage will also see speeches by philosophers and political activists. There will also be a carnival and a recreation of the original 1989 Students' March happening in the capital. Of course, Prague is not the only city which will offer a wide-ranging programme commemorating the country's return to democracy. Worth noting is that the Brno City Municipality will be handing out some 6,000 specially made sets of keys symbolising the revolution.